VOA News. Presidents Trump and Putin have ended their highly anticipated summit, with both denying they worked together to win the White House. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After several hours of meeting in Helsinki, Putin said through an interpreter he did want Trump to win in 2016.
Yes, I did, because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
But once again denied doing anything to make it happen, like colluding with the Trump campaign.
This is utter nonsense.
Trump agreed, saying he's the reason he won.
We ran a brilliant campaign, and that's why I'm president.
He notes U.S. intelligence agencies have told him Russia did interfere in the race, and while he has faith in them,
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Trump again blasted the special counsel's probe of Russian interference as a disaster for America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some American politicians reacted with shock Monday after President Trump failed to side with his own intelligence agencies. Senior Republican Senator John McCain said the press conference was one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. The damage inflicted by President Trump's naivete, egotism, false equivalence, and sympathy for autocrats is difficult to calculate. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, a Democrat and Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate 2 years ago, said, "This is a sad, shameful moment for our great nation." An aide to a top Russian government official under U.S. sanctions was charged on Monday with conspiracy to infiltrate American organizations as part of Russia's influence operations in the U.S. 29-year-old Maria Butina was arrested Sunday. She appeared on Monday in front of a federal judge. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May launched a strong attack on Russia as Trump was meeting with Putin. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
May's told lawmakers that last week's NATO summit had been dominated by Donald Trump's call for allies to spend more on defense. She said she backed this view, agreeing that spending hikes were needed. However, the Prime Minister hit out hard at Trump's current summit partner, Vladimir Putin, saying Russia's leadership was committed to trying to undermine Western values on a number of fronts, noting the claim Russia may have used a lethal nerve agent inside Britain and that Russia had used malicious fake news on an industrial scale, but would like to see a change in Russia's actions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
China announced Monday that it had filed a challenge at the World Trade Organization to President Trump's proposal for an increase in tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods. Associated Press correspondent Joe McDonald says at the same time, China is increasing its diplomatic efforts to fight the plan.
Chinese government responded to the U.S. government's initial tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese goods by immediately announcing similar penalties on the same amount of American goods. This time around, though, China is running out of goods for retaliation, so it appears to be stepping up diplomatic and regulatory efforts to counter American pressure.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Monday that trade imbalance is not the same as unfairness. A U.S. federal judge has temporarily halted deportations of immigrant families who were recently reunited after being separated earlier this year at the U.S.-Mexico border. The judge blocked the deportations Monday for at least a week. Hundreds of migrants aboard two Border Patrol ships were allowed to disembark in the Sicilian port of Pozzallo early Monday after a half-dozen European countries promised to take in some of them rather than have Italy process their asylum claims alone. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
After 2 days at sea and a very long night, the 450 migrants aboard the Italian ship Monte Sperone and the British naval vessel Protector were finally allowed to disembark at dawn. They had been picked up from an overcrowded boat that left Libya on Friday. Among them were 128 unaccompanied minors. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
And this late word, Syrian TV is now reporting that government forces captured a strategic hill overlooking the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights as they continue their drive to retake the last part of southwestern Syria that is still in rebel hands. The Al-Hara Hill is the highest point in Daraa province. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.